From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Youngsters benefit from summer camp held in the St. Andrews South Police Division. Stay with us to hear more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, and the Community Safety and Security Branch, CSSB, of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, are long-standing partners on a number of community interventions. Under their latest initiative, more than 80 at-risk youth aged 10 to 21 years from the St. Andrews South Division have been exposed to a different environment outside of their community, as well as fun and transformative activities at a summer camp geared at community building and youth development.
When we do things like this, it is easier to communicate with members of these communities. We're able to relate to them. We're better able to build the trust and confidence that the community needs to speak to the police as it relates to crime and violence.
Camp coordinator and sergeant of police attached to the Community Safety and Security Branch, Alex Bloomfield. The camp was held August in partnership with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund and J. Ray & Nephew. Presentations were made by representatives from the Jamaica Fire Brigade, National Youth Service, HeartTrust NTA, National Family Planning Board, National Council on Drug Abuse, and the Ministry of Health, among other agencies.
Our objective is to direct these young minds in a positive direction. We see it fit to help these persons with a behavioral problem, not just behavioral problem, but to teach them life skills.
Andre Gray is a camp participant.
It was good. It was new. I didn't know what to expect, first of all, because I've never been to a camp before. So I didn't have any expectations. I just felt an open mind. We were played into groups and teams, 4 different teams, and throughout the week we had presenters from various organizations across the island to speak to us and educate us. At the end of each day, we were quizzed as a team about what we learned. And we also had a debate competition, which my team won. And we had drama nights, sports day, culture night. And through these activities, I was able to make new friends. And those activities made it possible for everybody to see beyond the differences and for us to just communicate better. So I actually enjoyed it.
Andre says the CSJP also taught him about violence prevention using non-violent methods.
I've learned how to be more patient. Being at the camp, you know, listening to the speakers, it allowed me to see my future clearly and better plan it. It also taught me time management, and I get along better with my peers and my family members because of camp.
Waterhouse resident Andre Gray. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year, not the year of gangsters, rapists, and murderers. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.